turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right
track. 866-821-8255 is the number. Talking about the Raspberry Pi second anniversary. February 27th. 2012, it was introduced. Seems like it was longer ago than that. All kinds of devices similar, kind of clones, similar kind of devices. Very small, inexpensive, relatively powerful computers. Now, you know, you must understand, when we talk about them being relatively powerful computers, they're not a replacement for your laptop. They're not even as powerful in many ways as your smartphone, but in some ways they're more powerful because they're more flexible. They're really sort of a kind of like a hobbyist project computer, where the Pi gives you the first part of what you need to get things done, and then it's sort of on you to do it. I mean, there's no display included and that sort of thing. So, you know, you get the Raspberry Pi, it doesn't mean that you can set that up in your office, you know, like you could, you know, six desktops, and instead of, you know, $600 desktops, you're spending $25 on six Raspberry Pis. No, it doesn't work that way. But what it does do is it just gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility and a lot of power for the dollar to do interesting custom things. It's not the kind of thing that my mom would buy and use. Okay. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Man, I've got, again, you know, I have 115 stories in my stack of stuff today. An interesting discussion. You know, a lot of questions about 4K TVs. Mm-hmm. What really are they? Do I need one? Is there stuff out there? I mean, what's the deal?
Yes, you must have one.
Is it worth? Mandatory. Is it worth doing? Will I? You know, how much difference is it? What size TV will? You know, is there a certain point at which it'll be obvious to me the difference between a 4K and a standard HD TV? So I thought, you know, today we could take a little bit of time and discuss some of that, because, you know, a lot of times there's so much information out there, a lot of it's misinformation, and we don't really get the full story because, of course, they want to sell you the TVs. You don't really get the full story, and sometimes you spend a lot of money on something like this and realize, geez, you know what, I really didn't need to do this. You know, by the time it becomes really useful technology, I mean, if you're a bleeding edge kind of guy and you just want to have it, well, of course, absolutely, just go buy it. But, you know, a lot of times what will happen when you're a bleeding edge kind of guy, you don't really get to take advantage of the capabilities, and that's kind of the case now. I mean, it's tough. You know, unless you've got a 60-inch TV, it's tough to see the difference. Now, it has to be said that a lot of 4K TVs, because they're higher-end TVs, are just better TVs. And so, you'll probably see a little bit of difference just because they're better TVs. You know, if you were to set a 49-inch or 50-inch 4K next to a regular HD TV, depending on which 4K you buy, it probably is going to look better just because it's a better TV. You're not really seeing the difference between the 4K and the HD. Now, another thing, too, and it sounds silly, it might be something this simple, but it's true. The distance at which you look at that TV. You know, if you're 3 feet from that TV, you can see the difference in the pixel size. Because 4K, it's almost hard to see the pixels. I mean, you don't really, you know, if you're up close, you just don't see the pixels. And you can see the pixels on an HD screen, although they're pretty tiny too. You get back 8 or 10 feet, it's hard to see the difference because you can't see the individual pixels on an HD TV. So, you know, size is important. The distance is important. And, you know, and what tends to happen is when you're in the store looking at TVs, going to buy a TV, you're standing with your face right against the screen. And so you do see some of those differences. And what I would suggest is that you walk back to where you think your actual most of your viewing is going to occur and check it out. The other thing, of course, is, and this is a really common mistake, sometimes the salespeople and sometimes the customers will modify the settings in the TV. And you don't realize it. You walk into the store, walk up to the display of the TVs, and you go, oh, my God, that TV is obviously much worse than that one. Well, it may be, but it may not be because somebody may have tweaked the settings and you have no clue. Walked up, got into the menu, and just hammered buttons.
Well, and think, and I'm not saying that they do this, but think about what your sales staff is wanting to do. They're wanting to sell the newer TVs, right? More money.
If they can sell you the $5,000 TV rather than the $1,000 TV?
Yep. So you take the TVs that are a year old, the ones next to the new ones, maybe you set the contrast down. Maybe you adjust the display type. You know, and they often have that in-store setting so that everything's really bright. So it's more vibrant for sales reasons. Maybe they keep that one on the new one and they turn the other one's off, so they're not quite as, you know, punchy. Little things like that, you have to take those into consideration. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, glad you had this conversation today, is I've heard several people, a couple of the guys that work out there, one guy's a real, real techo, like just wants every yeah. little, he knows all the new
right,
stuff, and
right.
he's just really into it. He talks about the 4K, it's awesome, but some people cannot handle, it bothers some people when they watch it.
Well, you know what? It's very similar. I mean, it's not the same technology, but it's a very similar kind of reaction to some people with 3D.
Yes.
Some people with 3D, it makes them sick.
Yeah, and that happens with 4K, from what I've heard. But there's also kind of a thing that happens with some folks where it actually is so crisp that it kind of it's off-putting. I think it's like a psychological thing. It looks kind of almost too much.
Right.
And so and they don't like to watch it. It's like off-putting to them.
Well, I think it could be a deal where, you know, the numbers of those people are relatively small.
Yeah.
I can remember in the old days, the olden days, and, you know, I had heard stories of people who were sensitive to scan rates on the old monitors. This was pre-LCD, obviously.
And you kind of, and like me, you probably thought, oh, come on.
And I kind of poo-pooed it. But I did some work for a design company, and one of their guys, you know, I always assumed this was just, you know, kind of a high-maintenance person. You know, there are some people like that. You know, they swear there's differences in things that there's no difference in, and they swear it because they're more sophisticated and intelligent.
Right.
And most of those guys are just full of crap, you know. And so I'm assuming that this is the same situation with this guy, you know. But it was very clear to me because what I could do, I couldn't see it. But I would make changes that he didn't know I made, and then he would tell me. And then I would not make changes when I say I did, and he'd say, no, you didn't. And it was clear to me that he absolutely could discern the difference. And it got to the point, you know, once I realized that this guy could see the difference, then I sat in, you know, at his desk with him by my side and changed scan rates until he went, oh, yeah, thank you. And I said, okay, there you go, my friend. And I think it was a deal like we took his, you know, it was a design company, so they had pretty powerful computers, big CRT monitors, pretty high definition monitors, you know, Sonys and stuff. And I think I ended up setting the scan rate to his to like 75. And I couldn't see the difference. He was like, oh. And it's an interesting thing because that relates to the persistence of vision thing, which is not as big a deal with LCDs. Although, it's interesting because it's totally not true. It's not totally true because, you know, the new higher frequency LCDs, it's a related thing. You know, the 120 240 hertz LCDs give you better action. And it relates to that similar thing, the scan rate, with the persistence of vision. And if you're a person who has a very low persistence of vision, and so you can discern sort of the interim, where normally a person has a persistence of vision of whatever X, you have a, you know, X divided by 4 persistence of vision, you can see those intermittent steps. It makes it difficult to watch sports and those sorts of things. So it's interesting. Different people do have a different preference and capability in seeing these things. We come back, we're going to get into some of the numbers, talking about HD and UHD and 4K.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.